Now notice, we're beginning now to sum it up. And when there had been much disputing, I don't think they didn't argue. They really argued there that day. Simon Peter rose up and said unto them, if Simon Peter had kept quiet during all that disputing, he's a changed man, is all I can say. I'm of the opinion he had already put in his two bits worth before this. But now he's summing up, and he's going to do the thing he did. Well, this is the third time that he's gone over this with him. Well, he's suffering from the shock of it. He went in the home of a Gentile, preached the gospel without the law. They were uncircumcised. They didn't follow the Mosaic system. They ate pork. And yet they were saved. Notice this. Listen to Simon Peter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Now they're going to listen to Simon Peter because he happens to be, and I say this kindly, I'll face him someday on this, and I am not going to say anything ugly about him. Well, he was rather narrow-minded. I don't think this man ever got very far away from the Mosaic system. Now, somebody says, ooh, and you mean he was saved? Yes, saved by grace. And whether you eat meat or don't eat meat, that makes no difference, friend. If you don't want to eat pork, don't eat it. And if you want to observe Saturday, you observe Saturday. That's all right. That's your business. Well, don't you try to tell me what to do, because I've been saved by grace, too. And I'll observe another day, and I'll eat ham when I decide to. If you want to know the truth, I don't care too much for it. But the thing is, you have freedom in that connection. Listen to Simon Peter now. He said that Gentiles by my mouth heard the gospel and they believed. They were saved. Now, verse 8, and God which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and he put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by keeping the law? No. By going through a ceremony? No. By joining a church? No. By faith. By faith, friend. Simon Peter said, I went into the home of Cornelius. I gave them the facts of the gospel. What did they do? They believed, and they were saved, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. My friend, that's the way you get saved, by faith. And you don't have these things happen by you doing something. Jesus Christ did it all for you 1,900 years ago, and all God's asking you to do, what'll you do with my son that died for you? That's the important question.